This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses to these things. I'm going to send to you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they praised, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising or blessing God. Let's pray. Father, as the Lord Jesus Christ opened the minds of the disciples to understand the scriptures, so please now open our minds that we might be filled with joy and worship Jesus. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we are going to think this morning about big plans. Now, I'm just going to ask the kids, have your parents got any plans at the moment? Any plans to go on holiday? Yeah? Plans to go on holiday? Anyone hearing anything? No, all with the worksheets, that's absolutely fine, but we've got some plans to go on holiday. Well, we're going to think this morning about big plans, about God's big plan for our world, because disciples of Jesus understand God's big plan. But to help us think about God's big plan, we're going to think about someone else's big plan. Who is this? Does anyone know? Mr. Johnson, exactly. And what does he do? What's his job? Prime Minister, perhaps? Yep, he's the Prime Minister. He's in charge of the country. By the way, this is a thing for adults. I'm going to say this to the adults, and please, children, listen in. I'm using this as an illustration, not offering you any political commentary, okay, or medical commentary. This is purely illustration. This is Mr. Johnson. He is in charge of the country, and he has a problem. The country has a problem. Who knows what that is? It's a virus. Brilliant. That is a virus. And can you guess which virus it is? COVID-19. That's right. It's a problem. And we got a problem. What does the virus do? It makes people sick. Lots of people have had it. It's fine if you're young, but usually, but very often, it can make people sick, and of course, we'll know that a number of people have died. Mr. Johnson has a problem. We have a problem here, and he is in charge. What is the solution? How does Mr. Johnson think we're going to get rid of the virus? What's the solution? There it is. What's that, do you think? Anyone's... Vaccine, brilliant. The COVID-19 vaccine. That's right. And if you have that injection into you and you have a second one, then the hope is, and most people will not get the virus very badly, and it helps with the whole problem so we don't get sick and die. We need a couple of injections to be safe. That's right. So Mr. Johnson has a problem. The country has a problem. The COVID-19 virus, there is a solution. It is the vaccine. But something has to happen next. We've got the vaccine. What has to happen? There has to be a rollout. The vaccine has to be given. And here we've got a vaccine center where people can go and get the vaccine. So Mr. Johnson and the country has a problem. It's the virus. The virus has a solution. It's the vaccine, and the vaccine has to be given to everyone so that we can all get back to normal. And we've got a picture here of a family on holiday, maybe with friends, able to be close together, go to the mountains. We can do all the things we used to do, and we can go to sports stadium. That's a picture, I think, of England winning the next World Cup in Qatar, having beaten the Germans on penalties in the final. You see, life's going to get even better in the future when everything is dealt with. So we've got Mr. Johnson in charge, we've got the problem, the vaccine, we've got the solution, which is the vaccine. Sorry, we've got the problem, which is the virus, we've got the solution, which is the vaccine. We're going to have the vaccine given to everyone, and life is going to go back to normal and even better. That's the plan, yep. That's the plan. It may or may not work, but hey, that's the plan. Now, what we're going to do now is we're going to talk about God's big plan from these verses. God has a big plan. Let's just get clear about who God is. I just want the kids' attention for 1 second, if I can. How many gods are there? Use your fingers. How many gods are there? How many gods are there? There is one God. How many persons in the Godhead? Three. One God, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. By the way, I want the parents this afternoon to look at the passage we're looking at now and find in the passage, we'll talk about in a little while, where you find the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because this is all God's big plan. So God has a big plan, and there is a problem. Like Mr. Johnson had the problem with the virus, God, there's a big problem in God's world, and that problem is sin. There is a sin problem. It started with Adam and Eve, who disobeyed God. They ate from the tree. They rejected God. They didn't listen. And God sent them away. And the virus infects some people, but we've all got the sin problem. We're all born with a sin problem. And that means, of course, that one day we will all die. Now, I just want to ask the kids a question. Just nod if you think this is right. Do you ever want to do things you shouldn't do? Do you ever want to do things you shouldn't do? Yeah. Do you ever want to do things you shouldn't do? Like hit your brother or your sister, you know you shouldn't do it, but you want to do it. You know you shouldn't lie, but you just want to do it. Anyone like me in that way? Yeah, we've got a sin problem. We do things, we want to do things we know we shouldn't do. There's something wrong with us. So we've got God, we've got a sin problem. What is the solution? Well, God made some really big promises in the Bible. Back in the Old Testament, what we call the Old Testament, many years ago, God promised a solution. And he said that someone special would come and deal with these two problems, with the sin problem and the death problem. Now, listen carefully now. I'm going to read a bit of that passage again, and I want you to tell me what two things this special rescuer was going to do. Listen carefully. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. What would that special rescuer do? He would die on a cross. God promised that a special rescuer would come and die on a cross and be raised again on the third day. And that special rescuer was Jesus. Jesus is the special rescuer who came and died on a cross, and he rose up again on the third day. And of course, we know as well, he died, he rose, and he went back up into heaven where he is now. So God had a big plan. The big problem was sin. He sent Jesus to die upon the cross and to be raised again. But what has to happen next? Like with the vaccine, there has to be a rollout. The rollout. As the vaccine has to be sent out across the country and across the world, so the good news of Jesus and his death and resurrection. And God promised the rollout. Listen to this again. This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations. In other words, the good news was going to be taken to the whole world. So churches are like vaccine centers. They're places where you can come and get healed by hearing the good news. We've got here two ladies looking at the Bible together, two women looking at the Bible, one of them explaining the good news from the Bible, the good news of Jesus. God promised a solution to the problem of sin in the death and resurrection of Jesus, and he promised here to the disciples and to us a rollout by preaching, the verse tells us, by speaking the good news so that we could have our sins forgiven. Well, what do you think is going to happen? We've got the rollout, and one day Jesus will come back, and it will be even better than before. No more sin, no more death, no more upset. I couldn't find a picture which began to show how wonderful it will be when Jesus comes back. Best ever holiday, best ever winning, best ever time with God's family. It will be wonderful. So this is God's great plan. Let me go back. God's big plan, the problem is sin. The solution is the death and resurrection of Jesus. He dealt with our sin and rose again. There's the rollout across the nations of preaching the gospel. And one day when Jesus Christ returns, it will be better than ever, and we will never cry again, and we will have new resurrection bodies, and we will enjoy God forever. It's a fantastic plan. What should we do? What do these verses tell us to do? Let's listen to what the disciples did. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, blessing God, praising God. Here are some things that we can do as we think about this plan. We can pray to understand. We read in the passage that Jesus opened their minds so they could understand scriptures. It's right that we pray that we would understand. We see that the disciples worship Jesus. Here is a picture of a child worshiping, adoring Jesus. The disciples, when he had gone, worshiped Jesus. They recognized how wonderful he was. They had joy in Jesus. They went to Jerusalem with great joy because Jesus is fantastic. And the way that Luke's gospel ends is they praised God. They blessed God, Father, Son, and spirit. Let's just pray now as we end. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your great plan. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you for your plan. We thank you that you promised that you would rescue a fallen, broken, sinful world that was going to judgment. We thank you that you provided the solution in the death and resurrection of Christ. You dealt with sin. And we thank you that you promised that the gospel would go to the nations, that there would be this wonderful rollout, that people might be saved, have their sins forgiven. And we thank you for the prospect of the return of Jesus. We bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank you, and we happily worship your Son, our great God, the Lord Jesus. We pray for each and every one of us who have been here this morning, that you would give us a sense of your greatness. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Hail the day. Thank you. Let's pray. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power for ever and ever. Amen.